Last week, I had the pleasure of visiting a rehearsal of Opera Wilmington's first production, The Merry Widow. This is a big deal for the performing arts in our area. This is Wilmington's first live opera company. Artistic director and star of the show, Nancy King, took a moment to talk about the company and the show.
When we were deciding what the first production for Opera Wilmington should be, we had this idea that it should be maybe a lighter fare, comedic, and something with really appealing melodies that the audience would recognize. They wouldn't necessarily know the words to the tunes, but they would have a sense of what the music was. And Merry Widow just popped up. It was the perfect choice. It really has something for everyone. We just had the Can-Can dancers last night. They were spectacular. So there's dancing, there's singing, there's beautiful costumes, there's a lavish set. It's just the perfect show to start us off. Most of the cast has resided in Wilmington for a really long time. We do have a couple of students who are singing with the production, UNCW students, and we also have some younger people who resided in Wilmington and then have gone off to have a career in other places. So Josh Collier is actually coming back to Wilmington to rejoin us in the role of Camille, and he's having a lovely career in Boston, but he was the voice student of Sarah Westermark, who is one of our wives in the cast. So it's kind of a nice, everybody's reunited here. It's really terrific.
Nancy King mentioned Josh Collier, who's playing the role of Camille. Josh told me about the character, what he's been up to, and how he ended up back in Wilmington for this production.
The part is I'm one of the tenors in the show, and basically I am trying to seduce the Baron Zeta's wife. And through a series of hijinks, it gets mistaken that I am in love with the Merry Widow, which Danny Lowe is in love with. That's the plot twist. I spent some time in Wilmington. I did my first Pirates of Penzance was with Jamila Erickson, and she was my false one, my Ruth. And so I was in the theater community, but I have since graduated with my bachelor's from the North Carolina School of the Arts, and I currently live in Boston after graduating with my master's from the New England Conservatory, and I have started my own opera company in Boston called Opera Britannica, based on the works of Benjamin Britten, an English composer. Nancy King called me and said, or we were talking about their doing an opera, and she asked me if I had done the role of Camille before. It's an extremely difficult role. It's like, for those opera aficionados, it's like the Italian singer in Strauss's Rosenkavalier. It's very hard music for a very little bit of time. So it's really wonderful, but it is tough, and it takes a real tenor.
There are so many facets of an opera production. The Merry Widow has Nancy Carson choreographing and rehearsing the dancers. I specifically asked her about the kind of dances she's been rehearsing with the cast.
There's a little bit of waltzing in the beginning. It opens with the big, beautiful waltz. There's a little waltzing with some of the cast as well. They're making a huge party scene. It's a big day in the embassy. They get to dance and sing and really enjoy the moment. There's some lifts. There's some splits. There's some shaking of those beautiful skirts that Mark made. It's really fun.
Everyone is excited about the Can-Can dance, which was choreographed by Nancy Carson and costumed by Mark Sorensen. Nancy and Mark have worked together directing this show.
I'm Mark Sorensen. I'm the costume design professor here at UNCW, and Nancy and I have been working together for 5 years now, working on the UNC Whoop opera program. And we've been talking about trying to create our own opera company for years, and we're very excited that we finally do it this year. So on this production, I'm not only am I costume designing, and I'm designing and building some costumes, we're also renting some, and Cape Fear Formerwell has been very gracious to donate some costumes also for us. I'm also co-directing the show with Nancy Carson, who is our dance instructor here at UNCW. I think it's because I'm doing double duty on this show, is that I spend all day working on the costumes, and then every night I've been rehearsing the show. So it's been fun, but a little tiring, but I really enjoyed, and the cast has been fantastic to work with.
What's kind of the last push you're doing?
Well, for me, is we're getting our rental costumes in tomorrow, so most of the chorus women have not even tried them on yet. So that's going to be very exciting for me to actually see them. They're coming from a fantastic rental house down in Florida. And so they're going to be trying those on, and hopefully they'll all fit. And then I'll get the rest of the men's tuxedos from K4 Formal Wear, and those will come in on Monday. So I actually won't see all the costumes together until Monday night, and they wear them for the first time on Tuesday.
The arrival of the costumes sounded so exciting, I decided to pop into rehearsal again earlier this week to check in on how things were going.
I'm Kate Mulstein, and I'm one of the dancers in the show.
I'm Rachel Goolsby, and I play Clo-Clo. I'm also one of the dancers.
Great. And I see you're wearing these lovely costumes, and the last time I talked to Mark, he was waiting for the costumes to arrive. Are these the costumes from Florida?
Yes.
Yes, they are. They are lovely, huge and heavy, beautiful ball gowns.
Yeah, they are really, really beautiful. Did they fit?
Yes, surprisingly.
Yeah, our measurements were taken several months ago, actually, so they might have actually been fitted to us prior to. I'm not really sure how they worked that out, but yes, they fit like a glove when we put them on the first time.
The ladies are so extravagantly costumed that they are calling themselves Disney princesses. At the end of our conversation, Kate pondered the more ethereal beauty in this and every theatrical production.
We've put months into preparing for this, and it's going to be over in one weekend. And so there's something so fleeting, like the life of a butterfly, that is live theater, that if you're lucky to be on something, you know, in Broadway that has, you know, many weekends, many months, many years run, that's something incredibly rare. But this, you have to catch it while it's there aspect of what we're presenting here, and what is typically presented in theater is, I guess, part of that appeal as well.
Opera Wilmington already has a fan base. I'm sorry to say that as of yesterday, this inaugural production is all sold out. It will be interesting to see how many new opera lovers this company will foster. I'm Gina Gamboni for WHQR.